what happens if the message is more important than the production? The message is so much more important than the production. What if I just acted as if the message was the most important thing? I'm officially the pastor of the Fourth Church of the Holy Goldfish. It's a joke that keeps on giving, but it really is about taking responsibility for your own spiritual journey. And I thought, I'll just admit to what it is. It's going to be a raggedy podcast, and I'm not going to probably do production and a whole lot of editing. And so there'll be background noise and technical difficulties. But at the core of what my work is about is, how do we connect with our heart and with our passions and do the healing work so that we can live differently in a way that feels loving and life embracing? And that's important to me. And that's something I'm passionate about. Like many things that have started in my life, I decided to do a thing called the Holy Goldfish Commentary. It will be a raggedy podcast production. I hope you'll come along the journey. Who knows where it'll take me?
Let me tell you about a lesson I learned today. I was up early this morning and I was headed down a bumpy dirt road. Now, why I was headed down a dirt road is a whole story for another time. But I was on a dirt road. Now, I live in the country, but I live on a paved road, right on a paved highway. And so I don't usually experience bumpy roads in just my day-to-day goings and comings. But I live in a rural area, and this area is particularly full of dirt roads. And this morning, quite early for a Saturday morning, I found myself going down one of those bumpy dirt roads. And it was the kind of bumpy that slows you all the way down. And for half a minute, I thought, are my wheels falling off my truck? And I slowed down to probably about 7 miles an hour because it was just that bad. The divots in the road, probably from our most recent rain, felt like you were just in a landmine of potholes. And so I went to the right, I went to the left, and I thought, my goodness, this is horrible. And then I thought, people actually choose to live out here, knowing their dirt roads. And as I began to drive off of this dirt road, I had arrived at my destination and I was leaving for my next errand for the morning. I thought about the idea that people choose to be out here at the end of these dirt roads. And I thought, why would someone do this every time they left the house? And then I knew the answer already. I live in the country for the peace, the quiet, the distance, the country connections that are different than inner city metropolitan connections. They're country connections that sometimes will leave stray produce on your porch for you to wake up to. And sometimes I'm that one going and making deliveries of eggs or produce at usually some random time of the day. And then I started thinking about it, that sometimes the roads that take you to the places that you really want to be and that really are good for you are just like that country road this morning. It was bumpy. It was rough. It forced me to slow way down. I used to have a really bad habit of speeding. This is one of those roads that even if that's your habit, you don't have a choice but to slow down. And I start thinking about life, that life is just like that bumpy road, that sometimes we want peace and solitude or just peace. The country life offers a different kind of peace than city life. And I've lived in big cities. I grew up in California. I spent a short while living in New York City, in Manhattan. City moves at a different speed than it does in the country. And I intentionally have chosen to live in the country partly because of the pace and the speed of life that it gives me. But I thought, how many times in life the peace that we're looking for feels like that bumpy road? It feels like it's full of potholes and landmines, and sometimes all you can do is just slow down and keep going. But eventually you get to your destination. That destination that sometimes has a fence up around it and a gate, sometimes it doesn't. But it's the place where you go and you find peace and a respite. And I thought, life is like that. Sometimes the road to peace is just as bumpy as that bumpy country road was this morning. And so it was my reminder that keep moving, even if you have to slow down. One of my lessons in life right now that I'm learning over and over again, and the universe seems to keep sending me those lessons on repeat. Slow down. Move slower. And sometimes life has put situations in my life that have forced me to slow down. A few years back, I blew out both of my knees, and it was a big reminder about how I was choosing to do life that wasn't sustainable for my body. And one of the outcomes of healing that damage that I created all by myself has been to rethink the speed at which I do life. Sometimes life gives us those bumpy roads, and sometimes we take it upon ourselves to do the slowing down. But at the end of the day, it's worth it. It's worth it to get down off that bumpy road, onto the driveway, and into that place that's a place of peace. And so today, on that country bumpy road, way early on a Saturday morning, I remembered, sometimes it's the bumpy road that takes you to peace. Thanks for letting me share my commentary on life with you today. If you'd like to interact with me, feel free to reach out to me on Facebook at Repioneering Church. I look forward to interacting with you soon.